The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas, unbeatable for convenience, versatility and efficiency. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
And you are back to The Sunday Business Show. Hi there, Laura here, owner of Style Savvy, a Dublin-based styling company. It's a full-service style consultancy offering personal shopping, wardrobe detoxing. Wardrobe detoxing? Weird. Style nights and a range of professional image seminars for businesses, colleges and schools, as well as one-on-one personal image and branding training. StyleSavvy.ie, that's from Laura Jordan. And there's a business in Ballet. Here's a famous shout out for something very different on the Sunday Business Show. Ballet Projected presents three innovative dance works that premiered in 2016 to great success, and they are on in the Mill Theatre in Dundrum, 2nd and 3rd of August. Ballet Projected, Mill Theatre, Dundrum, 2nd and 3rd of August. Now, where am I? Ticket chain. Not for the first time, ticket touting hit the headlines with some crazy money being paid for Ed Sheeran tickets. And that's despite the singer and his promoter making every effort to cut out the touts. Ticket chain is a ticketing platform that uses blockchain to try to kill touting and ticket fraud. It's a very new company, only set up last November by, amongst others, a very bright boy from Trinity College, Jack Maguire, who is on the college's Launchbox Accelerator. Sorry, Jake Maguire, who is on the college's Launchbox Accelerator program, and Jake joins me in studio now. Good morning, Jake.
Thank you very much for having me. Good morning.
Good morning. Tell me, what does the company Ticket Chain do?
So I guess Ticket Chain really specializes in digital tickets. And what the product that we have is essentially a digital platform that enables artists or clients to control their own primary market where they issue tickets, but also their resale market where tickets are traded peer-to-peer. And that has a ton of applications to pretty much anything that has tickets. But crucially and very topically, it allows us to deal with the issues of touting and fraud. So by enabling artists and promoters to control their own primary and resale market, we can control how tickets are transferred peer-to-peer.
Now, therein lies the problem for me, because Live Nation, owner of Ticketmaster, control venue and control the tickets and control the artists. And how can you muscle in on that?
Well, I think you can't ignore the presence of Ticketmaster and MCD and Live Nation within the market. But there are other players. So, for example, Tickets.ie have, I think, 45% of the Irish market. And initially, we looked at maybe competing with these players, but we realized we've got this fantastic technology that enables them to deal with one of the biggest issues that they have, which is ticket touting, and also staying sort of up to date in terms of technology and digital. So we now provide that technology for companies such as Tickets.ie and potentially Ticketmaster, etc.
I know I'm going to be sorry for asking this question, but how do you apply blockchain for this solution?
So I think
you might explain what blockchain is for a start.
Yeah,
okay. And I leave the studio for a while.
Okay, so I think the best analogy that I can think of for blockchain, because there's a lot of buzzwords that get thrown around, is imagine you're playing a game of poker with your friends, but all of you forget all your money, all of you forget all your chips, but you still want to bet. So you hand out notepads to everyone on the table, and every time you play a hand, everyone writes down who owes who what money. And then you check it around the table that everyone has the exact same thing written down. So it's been verified by the group. You then repeat this for every single hand, and let's say there are 10 lines on the page. So you go through the 10 lines. You now have a perfect record of everything that's happened, and you know it's correct because everyone on the table has verified that. You tear that off, put it to the side, and that's essentially a block of information. And then you repeat this for the second page, doing new hands and recording the transactions. Tear that off, put that to the side as well. So now what you have on the side is two blocks of information that are sequential. They have a series of transactions that follow one another. And you imagine that's connected by a chain, so you have the blockchain.
I think I understand that.
Yeah, and where this applies to sort of society in general is that you can, as a group, register and verify transactions without the need for a central authority or a bank, for example.
Now, if I go and buy my Ed Sheeran tickets, mm-hmm. how then do you cut out the tout? The tout can buy the tickets, quite simply.
So frankly, millions of euros been spent sort of looking at different ways of issuing tickets. And all of them remain the same in the sense of they still use physical tickets. And as soon as you enable, as soon as you have physical tickets in a system, there is potential for tickets to be transacted outside of the system. Literally the only way of doing it is by having an entirely digital system where every ticket is digital, it's controlled by that sort of that central party. And that means you can control how every ticket is transferred in both the primary and secondary market.
So is there an interest, a commercial interest in your creation?
It's been a pretty wild ride, the last few weeks.
This is only from November 2016, so you're only up and running 6 odd months.
Yeah, I mean, if you talk about right place, right time, I mean, touting is the issue of the moment. Yeah. It's in every, literally a news article every day on Ed Sheeran or U2 or whatever. And being able to solve that issue is an amazing place to be, to be honest. So we've got the systems built. I think we're doing security tests all through August. And we have people using our system from September all the way through to May. And we've even been speaking to a large Irish company about potentially partnering to deploy a massive ticketing system.
Now, you say we because there are two other co-founders, am I right?
So there are indeed two other co-founders, both...
You better shout out for them.
So this is to Zach and Kev, who are my co-founders, both recently graduated from Trinity.
Congratulations,
but
guys.
We've also been joined by two other guys this summer. So Tig and Jeff, who are both incredibly talented developers.
So you're a six-month-old company, already has 5 staff.
Yeah.
How are you funding it?
So one of the brilliant things about Trinity is this Launchbox Accelerator that you mentioned. They fund you through the summer in order to enable you to develop your idea. We also were fortunate enough to win some competitions, which allowed us to pay the two developers for the summer. I should also mention, actually, just from a university perspective, Trinity is pretty phenomenal from an entrepreneurial angle, and they have
they're going to love you.
Yeah, big shout outs here. They have this thing called the Blackstone Launchpad, and it's just you basically have access to a workspace and mentors from the entire year just to advise you on any angle, make introductions, and it's helped us so much.
Funding, you need funds.
Indeed, yes.
Well, you better tell the world because you have exactly 1 minute to tell the world about it.
Well, so we're looking to fundraise in October. Anyone that's interested can email me at jake@ticketchain.ie. So a lot of exciting things on the cards in that respect.
You've obviously been doing a lot of research around this area. Anybody else anywhere that you've come across doing anything similar?
Yes, so I'd say Dice Tickets is, I think they're London-based, recently moved into Ireland as well. They have a lovely system for deploying tickets, but they're sort of a standalone app. We're providing technology, so we're not necessarily competing with them. We're assisting them in that respect.
So billions by when?
Who knows? 2020 would be lovely, but...
And if anybody does look up Jake Maguire, a very interesting story. It's Maguire, spelled M-C-C, so do not correct it. He's already told me, and I actually did correct it myself. M-C-C-G-W-I-R-E. There's a long story behind it, and if you are willing to fund him, I'm sure he'll tell you that story. Jake, thank you very much for joining us
on
the Sunday Business Show. Very strange text in there. I'm writing to you to inform you that I have received your program here in Finland. And he's a guy from central Finland called Jan, 42. He goes on about 42-year-old married guy, etc., with kids. Very strange. Finland, good morning, Finland. And thank you very much for listening to the Sunday Business Show. We're going to take a quick break, after which we will be talking about branding yourself.
The Sunday Business Show with Gas Networks Ireland. Clean, reliable and always available 24 hours a day. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness. Today FM.